From the old-fashioned leather barber chairs to the wooden stools in the waiting area, Friendly Barbershop still looks like the day it opened in 1961. Owner Russ Sturtevant took over when his father died, and he says it's hitting him harder than he thought to say goodbye now.
Really didn't have the intention of making this my life profession, but it would have been hard to throw away a 40-year business, so that's why I kept it going. But I've been here 30 years now, so my time is up.
The barbershop holds a lot of memories for a lot of people, and Sturtevant says many consider it to hold the community's unofficial Wall of Fame.
There's a lot of good people on this wall. I've added to it over the years, but I haven't touched a thing since the day he died.
It has tons of Tar Heel memorabilia, framed photos of Sturtevant's family members, and a poster of local figure Cat Baby, a man whose personality was so vibrant that everyone in town would holler at him as he walked by. There's also a picture of Tar Heel basketball legend Eric Montross, who frequented Friendly for his classic flat top cut. Sturtevant specializes in short haircuts and men's hair. He still remembers one time when a father brought in his daughter and had Sturtevant cut it short.
And I did, and the mother had a fit. So as a little joke, every time a father wanted me to cut the daughter's hair, I would say, I need a note from the mother before I do this. So never made that mistake twice.
But Abe Thompson, who has worked at the shop for a little over a year, knows how to cut longer hair and women's hair. That's why Maple Osterbrink has kept coming in, to get her usual modified wedge.
I think it's a repetition of doing the same thing.
Yeah, I like to have an old-fashioned talk to your hairdresser experience, so it's that a little bit. Clean as a whistle, and you can tell them what you want, and they'll try to do what you say, not what they want, which can happen.
Osterbrink says she likes how simple everything is at Friendly, from their no-appointments policy to cash-only payment. Sturtevant bumped up the price for a haircut from $20 to $28 just a few months ago to keep up with rent. Longtime patron Patrick McDonough says he's been getting his haircut there since he was a Carolina graduate student in 2001. His son's first haircut was at Friendly, too.
I don't think I've really had a bad haircut here. So, yeah, they're good guys. It's a friendly place. The name really fits. In some ways, it's kind of going back to Sesame Street. Who are the people in your neighborhood? And they are the people in our neighborhood. They're our neighbors.
Phones may have reduced the conversation in the waiting area, but McDonough says the mental game that customers play to track who is next in line carries on.
If you crack a book, you're going to miss your spot. And then, but, you know, the other thing is, like, sometimes people are like, hey, buddy, I think you're up. You know, you get that. So people kind of silently decide we're observing the rules. We're not cutting each other in line. And there's, like, a common humanity to that.
Sturtevant says he's made some incredible relationships over the years, and the people are what he's going to miss the most.
Can't thank the customers enough for all the years of coming in here and keeping me in business. And, you know, all of us in business. I don't know the words to express to tell everybody how much I really appreciate it.
Russ, yep. This might be my last time here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed being one of your customers all these years.
And conversation and everything.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Thank you very much.
Friendly will be open Thursdays and Fridays from 9 to 4, and Saturdays to 2 until it shuts at the end of April. Now, where will the shop's patrons take their business? Many loyal customers say they haven't decided. To them, there's no place like Friendly. In Carrboro, I'm Mia Khatib.